And we're back. Who wants to recap what we just went through so that I don't have to do that for the podcast feed?
Short version, we got separated toward the end of the episode before the last one. Shadow and the Crow Sisters were on one side of a door, and the rest of us were on the other side of the door. And we decided to try and go down to ground level to try and find a way out. Shadow was going to go outside and circle around to try and find a way, but he couldn't get out the front door. And the other three members of the ghost hunting team disappeared. No, couldn't figure out where they went, so they went upstairs calling the phone because they could hear the phone ringing upstairs. And phones were hovering and then dropped. It's great. They got attacked by the surgeon ghost, and Shadow hit it with a flashlight. And that worked.
Effectively.
So it worked. We kept going down. We ran into a prisoner who was able to point us in the direction of the cafeteria, which we eventually...
Nice guy.
He was pretty nice. And as we passed the medical area, I forgot her name.
Laura.
Laura came peeling out, ran face first into Filbert, held and was like, oh my god, I was on an autopsy table, I was gonna get operated on, and I ran. Honestly, I was baiting Jerundu with that one. And then we all kept going toward the cafeteria where we found Shadow and the Crow Sisters were all back together. We have decided to do a big magic banishing to try and get rid of this thing that's toying with us and keeping us from leaving.
Yeah. Well, and there was also, I think maybe like a 20-minute scene where we talked about gruel and then threw tomato sauce at a wall. But apparently Tiana didn't think that was important.
Nope, that was not important enough to go into
the recap.
It was
one of my highlights.
That's because Evie and Samantha were getting salty.
They were getting salty. I feel like Shadow was getting more salty. I don't think it was the sisters as much.
My tone is perfectly fine with my friends.
Well, yeah,
I saw them. I was like, hey guys, how's it going?
Well, yeah, because you don't get all sarky with us.
People don't get snarky with me.
Okay, but yes, we're all back together now, and I should know, and Filbert should know, because he's the expert, what it takes to do a big ritual banishing.
Yeah, so you're gonna know that you're going to need something specific to the surgeon, and you know that he was a doctor here, so you may be able to find something within the prison that was his. It also seems like he probably died here because his ghost is here. And then you're gonna need water, salt, and you're going to need some sort of like fire.
I'm pretty sure we can handle that.
That would be the easiest.
Misty yeah. just grins.
Yeah. And it would help to have some iron as well.
Okay. Hey, Shadow, what's your sword made of?
I mean, probably steel, but there's definitely iron all around us.
Yeah, it's though, rusty, though.
It's true.
What about in that cafeteria? There some cast iron pots or something?
Ooh.
Perhaps. Probably equally rusty, though, but
if they've been particularly well seasoned, perhaps they should be fine. You know, a good cast iron pot should last a lifetime if taken care of properly. I wonder if there's any gruel.
Are there faucets in the kitchen area?
There are faucets because they would have to clean dishes and whatnot. So as you walk in there and they don't turn on.
Mm-hmm. That'd be too easy.
Yeah, yeah. But you also can find an iron skillet if that's what you want to use.
I love it. It's very Rapunzel.
Yeah, yeah. So you have an iron skillet. And Samantha has the salt that Shadow was so salty about.
How much water do we need?
You would know that you would need it to, like, fill, like, a basin kind of thing. Not, like, a whole bunch of water, but enough to, like, submerge the items in the water, because it helps with the banishment. You would also be need to, like, you know that you have symbols that you have to draw around the...
Obviously. Right, so there's like a whole ritual thing that goes into it, but right at the moment I'm focused on...
I didn't think to have any water. Should I add that to my list of things to include in my stash the next time we're home? I've got whiskey.
Probably a good idea.
I don't think that would work, though.
It's not a bad idea to have, you know, a gallon of water in your stash.
I will add that to my list of things to keep in the future.
Laura speaks up and goes, "We had water upstairs.
Like water bottles?
We always bring water. You need to stay hydrated when you do stuff."
Smart.
Well, then let's go after it. But last time we saw that surgeon guy, he was coming down the stairs. You know, there's probably a reason we're here and we can't get out. I bet Lord Jeff Fuckhead has something to do with all this.
Oh, probably. He seems to have something to do with it.
I mean, why else can we not leave? It's not Who's like that? We're just in some rent. It's a count.
He's another producer. Rival producer.
Yeah, that's right. He is the head of Fuckhead Productions, and they produce many subpar paranormal documentaries. I'm surprised you haven't heard of them, although, to be honest, their output is quite poor. Not like the output of Herr Dr. Schadenfreude, of course.
Okay. What?
Laura, your water.
Yes.
Where did you keep that?
You probably wouldn't have seen the shows on in Europe.
The water was upstairs with our equipment.
Is that in a room that I was in before?
Yes, you were there.
Perhaps I should retrieve that.
Might be a good idea. There's a little less chance of you getting nabbed.
Indeed. So I will...
Bamf.
Well, I suppose I need to go around a corner.
Sure.
Or are we just... Friends, are we giving up the charade?
I don't know. Never? I just pulled out the Lord Jeff Fuckhead being a rival producer, so maybe we can...
Although we are talking about doing magic to get rid of some ghosts.
Well, right. Don't hurt me. I've been keeping up this ridiculous accent for no reason.
Because it entertains you.
Well, that's true. It doesn't entertain me a great deal.
All right, well...
Misty?
We're saying all this in front of them.
Yep.
Yep.
It's obvious you can still do the accent.
Oh, good.
Layseth is going to bamf out with her little flurry of wings, get to the equipment room.
And we're all just sort of, fuck it.
Yeah, you just see E.B. and Laura go...
Yeah, because the wings are kind of a part of that. They have to come out for that.
Just...
Whoosh! So that's not how I was taken.
No, that's just Layseth.
Oh, okay. And Evie looks at Samantha, and Samantha just goes...
Samantha's seen it before.
Oh, Samantha has, but now she has to explain what's happening to her little sister after they're done.
Because the accountant knows how that works.
I thought she was trying to distance herself, and I wanted to point out to Evie that Samantha's in on it, too.
Oh, you just made things a lot harder in the Crow family.
Yeah, you did. Layseth, you bamf back to the room, and you're there, and the room looks different. All of the equipment has kind of been thrown around, and a lot of things are broken. You do find, like, a cooler that has some water bottles in it. So you can grab that, and as you are turning, you see the doctor standing in front of the doorway.
Oh, well, I get out of there.
Okay, you bamf back.
I bamf back. Well, friends, I have some water. The equipment appeared to be ransacked and somewhat destroyed, and the doctor appeared in the doorway, so it is a good thing that it was simply me. What else do we need?
It's some personal effects of the doctors, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the hardest part.
Well, I don't know. Did we pass the examination room?
You did.
So, I guess that would be the natural place to start looking.
Yeah, we should probably not split up either, says
Samantha. No, not after the first time.
So you all start heading back down the hallway towards the surgeon's room.
Yeah, and I have my wand in my hand on edge, watching for that surgeon to just appear from somewhere, because he's been fucking with us, and I am not pleased about that.
Yeah, Samantha has the salt.
Cool.
So you all are walking back down, and you start getting closer to it, and like the lights start flickering again. And
I'm
in front. Oh, go ahead.
I'm putting the water in my interdimensional pocket and drawing my sword. Just
in okay, case. Your flaming sword.
Yes, because why not? They've seen my wings. It's fine.
Yep.
Okay. So you all are heading down there, and as you're walking, you see like these figures are starting to like walk past you, and they're just like they're not trying to hurt you or anything. They're just walking, and some of them seem to be like old prisoners. Some of them seem to be nurses. And one of the nurses is, like, shaking and is walking past you. And she just looks like she's a wreck.
Is it the same nurse we saw helping Sam?
Different nurse.
I'm going to see if I can flag her down, like, get her attention.
Okay. You can. Like, you... She's starting to walk past you, Misty, and you're, like... You kind of step in front of her, and she jumps.
Hey, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you.
No, you shouldn't be here.
What's going on? You look like
he's
seen a ghost. What's going on?
The surgeon isn't happy.
Uh-huh. What happens when the surgeon isn't happy?
Bad things.
Can you be more specific?
He takes it out on the staff, or he grabs another prisoner and continues his work, but more brutally.
Well, we're going to try to deal with this, so. Good luck.
Well, you too, but you should get out of here.
Oh, we're working on that.
And she continues walking. You would have noticed that she had, like, a cut down her right arm. Looked like somebody had tried to, like, attack her or something. And then you get to the hospital wing? The surgery room? Whatever you call it. You are able to walk in. It's the same room that Laura came out of, and she kind of stops at the threshold of the door and is kind of nervous about going back in there.
Philbert, comfort her.
You don't have to go in there if you don't want. You and I can stay out here. They can go in and ransack the place and just find a t-shirt.
Which part of don't split the group was unclear?
We can keep the doors open.
We'll like leave the door open and be right by the door. I'll say an in the door way. Because this doctor's been sealing off doors, so I guess we don't want to leave it open.
Why is he so mad? Maybe we should find out why.
I'm sure he's pissed off because we're countering him.
Suppose. I mean, he has to have a reason.
Well, he's already lost Samantha and Laura.
I think Shadow means in more of a grand scheme of things, like why is he doing all this? You know, you've seen the movies, Layseth, when you know, they think it's a big mean ghost, but really it's just like a tortured soul once they fix
yes,
it.
Oh, like the Scooby-Doo shows. Yeah. I see.
Just
yes.
Like the Scooby-Doo, most of the Scooby-Doo shows, yeah. The ones where it's the real ghost, not the fake ghost.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, real ghosts, not fake ones.
Right.
As I look at them.
That probably would work, Shadow, but I think it would probably take longer than this ritual. And It's looking kind of dark outside. I'm thinking Chili's is going to be closing real soon, so we should probably get going before...
Sun's going down, big guy. Chili's is closing real soon.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right, but...
Silas walks into the room, and as he does, he sort of, like, shoulder checks.
Laura
a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit.
What a rude thing to do.
She's got a paws all over his man.
Rude.
As soon as I get a chance, I will be slapping him upside the head again.
Yay.
Not like, you know, it's not... It's not super hard because he's like a frail old man. If he walks past, he's sort of
noticeable. Just
yeah.
Oh,
an accidentally on purpose nudge.
Oh, I'm so sorry, bitch.
Oh,
I absolutely smack him upside the head.
is your grandfather okay?
My grandfather's being a little bitch.
That was to Filbert.
It's kind of a long story. I guess you'd know that he's not my grandfather. He's not really a movie producer. He can do some magic. He's really good at fighting stuff, so he hunts monsters with us.
Yes, and you should do well to remember that I'm good at fighting stuff.
Silas?
Well, I'm sorry, but the nerve of it, quite frankly.
Silas, you are excellent at finding things. Perhaps you should help investigate the room.
If only I could find that kind of love! Silas turns around in a huff and starts looking for things.
Okay, Laura's gonna stay with Filbert. Samantha's gonna help
of
you out.
Of course she is, the harlot. This is how it starts, you know. Replaced by a younger model.
Way younger.
Actually, Filbert's closer to the same age as Laura. Oh my gosh.
Only by about a century.
Yeah. So you guys are searching the room, and you find different equipment, definitely surgical equipment. You see that there's a curtain drawn in the back, and there is, like, blood splatter on it. Kind of fresh-looking blood splatter.
Oh, dear.
Let's go take a look.
Hey, Silas, guess what I need you to do.
Oh, dear.
I suppose I'll have to resist eating somebody now.
And yeah, he's already grumpy from having his man get mauled
on.
Oh,
no.
Get your hands off of my man, you filthy hoe.
what do I have to roll? I can't remember.
How do I roll?
Cool?
I think it's cool, yeah.
I am not cool. I am not cool at all.
Okay, let's see.
This could get very interesting very quickly.
Oh,
yeah,
God,
it could.
I'm scared.
An 8. So a success, but only just.
Yeah, so...
Qualified success.
Yeah, you see the blood, and you're like... And you realize that it's been a while since you've eaten. And you start walking towards it, because that's where fresh blood is. But you don't feel the need to just, like, attack. You just feel that, like, that gnawing, like, oh, I'm gonna need to feed soon-ish. Do you open the curtain?
Yes.
Okay. So you throw open the curtain and you see the body of Jack.
The live, healthy body of Jack?
Alive, healthy people aren't usually described as bodies.
Sometimes.
What about Elle McPherson?
Not in a horror film.
You see that his chest has been cut open. Ribs have been cracked open. And, like, organs have been rearranged.
Ah, it's like an autopsy.
Yeah. Yeah. He is dead. Yeah. Very dead.
Well, the prognosis isn't good.
Evie comes up behind you, Silas.
And she hello.
Sees what happens and goes, oh god, and like runs away and vomits in a corner.
Yeah, that's fair enough, really. Let's close the curtains again.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
Granddad, was there anything else in there?
Well, I didn't put my hands in, if that's what you're asking.
Not in him, in the curtained off area.
Okay, well, I'll go check. Make sure the girl's all right.
Perhaps, Silas, someone else should look?
Yeah, it's probably not.
Just
an altogether amazing idea if I go back in there.
Right.
I'll go look around.
So you go in there, and you see the body of Jack. He, you know, doesn't look great.
BB, master of the understatement.
you hear like some rattling from the back corner, which is also like there's like a tarp over something. There's a few things in this area that you can see. There's what looks like to be like an old surgeon's jacket and stuff like that.
Well, I will take the surgeon's jacket.
Okay.
And toss it over to Misty.
I'll grab that.
And I'm going to take a deep breath and look at the tarp.
Okay. So you hear like you hear somebody like trying to it sounds like there's a cage under the tarp and they're like trying to get out of the cage.
I'm going to go ahead and remove the tarp.
You see Derek. And he is looking real bad. It looks like the surgeon had started like doing stuff to him, so he has like cuts on his arms. He's missing a finger. His hands are handcuffed to the bars, and like he's just shaking the bars trying to get out.
Which of us is able to undo locks? Filbert, is that you? Do you have that skill?
Yeah, I do, and also I think one of the magic people usually does, but I also can pick locks, yeah.
Wait, you can pick locks? There's literally like a door over there that's just locked.
What, I thought, like, the ghost sealed doors?
No, there was a normal one. It was just locked from the inside because we're in a fucking prison.
Misty, would you like to come try to magic this open?
Sure. Do the handcuffs look like they're police issue or like the kind of, you know, weaker stuff that you would get in a shop?
It looks like police ones. It looks like he was probably
like the kind you'd find in a prison.
Yeah. I'll crouch down next to him and look at them and be like, hey, Samantha, you happen to have, anything?
She pats down her pockets and goes, I do not. I, didn't expect to need a handcuff key today. You know, kind of off duty.
Samantha, is that something you could get me a copy of? For future reference.
Well, what do you get up to in your spare time, Lisa?
I'll work on it, Lisa. You're welcome.
So it's not listed as one of the effects that can be done, but I do want to try to like magic the locks open, like maybe
like casting knock.
Basically, yes. Basically, casting knock or like putting a hand over the metal and searing it so it can get popped open.
Yeah, yeah. Roll use magic.
Okay. 11.
Okay, yeah, you do the thing. You manage to sear. What are you searing? The handcuffs?
So I want to. There's two locks basically, right? Because there's the handcuffs that are around his wrists and the door to the cage. So I want to get the cage open first, because if we have to, he can just stay in handcuffs and we deal with that when we get out. But right now the cage is my first problem.
Yeah. So you easily sear the lock, pop it off, and are able to open it. You would also see though that the handcuffs are wrapped around the bars. So, like, he can't leave the cage without it coming off.
Okay. I don't... Today in Tiana says obvious things. Fire magic is very hot, and I don't want to have that against his skin, so I would, I think, want to try and deal with the bar that it's wrapped around and try to, like, heat it and bend it to so that we can slip it off over.
Yeah, so you're going to have to roll use magic again, because this is a different kind of thing. As Misty is doing this, almost said Tiana, the doors behind all of you slam shut. And the lights start to go out in the room.
I got a 13 total.
Oh, yeah. This bar is nothing. This bar, you barely sear it, and it just, like, pops off. And it gets... He's able to get his arms up and around.
Do I get an additional effect? Can I ask that, like, the handcuff chain get broken?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So the handcuff, he can now use his hands. He seems like he's in shock a lot. He hasn't said anything yet.
I want to try to heal him.
Okay. Can you grow back appendages?
Well, I just rolled 2 sixes. So that's yes. 13.
Okay.
So on... Well, it's only on a 10 plus, I heal 2 harm or an illness, and they're stabilized.
Okay. Well, he's definitely stabilized and healed 2 harm. He's... a lot better. I'm gonna say that probably doesn't grow back the finger, probably but not. It like does heal it over.
Okay.
Especially at that high level. You all are slow. It's slowly getting darker in this room. What do you want to do?
Turn on my flashlight.
Okay.
That's it. That's no.
This is all we need. I fucked him up with it last time, and I'll do it again.
Should we just do it here? Do the ritual here?
Do we have everything? Well,
if we have all the things.
I have the water.
We have the surgeon jacket. We have the salt.
We have the cast iron
skillet.
We have the cast iron skillet.
We have the water.
I'll need to start drawing.
We need fire.
Oh, yeah, we need fire. Oh, no.
We need fire. We have Misty. It's fine.
Yep. I will also say that this ritual has to take up to 4 people to do it. So anybody with magic-y stuff can help Misty out.
Okay.
Come on, Shadow. You always want to
do... Don't pretend you haven't been waiting for the opportunity to do big magic the whole bloody time.
I only had 5 coffees today, and I didn't know I was going to be doing this kind of shit.
Well, I'll buy you a coffee when we get out. How about that?
Filbert... Are you comfortable with your shotgun, or would you like my holy sword?
I'm more practiced with the shotgun. I think I'll just load up some salt rounds and hope for the best.
I'll take your shotgun, or your holy sword, Samantha says.
I pass it over to Samantha. I trust her.
Yeah, yeah. Sweet.
Hey, Shadow, you want to give Laura your flashlight?
You're not going to run off, are you? Like handing it.
Where do you think
slower.
She's going to run to?
I don't know, but this is the strongest thing we have. I'm gonna hand it to her.
I'm not going to run off.
Right. I'm gonna like clear an area that's big enough for what we're doing. Like scuff, shove some things out of the way with my foot. Try to smooth the area out as much as I can so no dirt and whatever gets in the way.
Yeah. So as you're doing this, this being starts showing up. And you have, I'm guessing, Layseth, Shadow, and Silas helping you. The rest of the group is going to try and protect you guys while you do this.
Okay. Is there anything flammable in the room? I mean...
There's different kinds of, like bottles full of stuff.
We could tear down that curtain.
You could probably... Yeah, tear down the curtain. You could feasibly... There's probably some different kind of like medicines in there that could probably catch fire as well.
Okay, so you said just fire. Does it need to be like a candle? Does it need to be a continuously burning flame of some variety?
It basically is like heating up what's in the iron basin that you're using.
Got it.
Yes. And that needs to be in the center of the ritual that you're performing.
Okay, so I'm going to start drawing out the symbols, and Filbert's going to be busy, so I'll talk everyone through what the ritual elements need to be, and just like free a hand long enough to cast a fire over at something, just to set it on fire and get that started.
Okay. I'm gonna need each of you to roll a magic. And Filbert?
Am I gonna be kicking some ass, I take it?
Yeah, you are gonna be kicking some ass.
Oh, I rolled
Mark that experience.
I rolled a 5, but that's +3, so an 8.
Okay.
I got a 9 total.
Okay. Shadow.
I rolled snake eyes.
Oh, God. Okay.
Hey, guess what? Hey, Dragonbait, you want to keep adding up? I rolled a 5, and my tough's -1. So I got a 4.
We're all going to die.
Mark that experience.
I mean, we take +1. So I got a 4.
We don't play these characters for 1 month, and then everything goes to shit.
Yeah, so mark your experience.
Month and a half, really.
And then rip your character sheet in half.
So what's going to happen is... Filbert, you go to shoot this guy, and he like pushes your gun up, and you shoot upward. When that does that, it distracts him. It distracts him enough that Samantha comes in and like swipes at him with the sword. So he does let go of your gun. You are pushed back whenever he lets go, so you fall. The magic is not working like you expected it to, Misty. For some reason, it's not as strong as it needs to be. And he disappeared after Samantha hit him and is about to appear behind Shadow. And as that happens, Laura tries and hits the ghost, but it doesn't really do what it did before, Shadow. And she swipes above your head because you're like kneeled down doing this. I need more rolls for magic.
Okay.
Hopefully we get more successes.
Okay. This one's a lot better. 11.
8.
Okay. What'd you say, Lisa? 8. Okay, you got a success.
A 12 this time.
Okay. Yes. So, before you weren't quite sure what was happening, and then, like, you realize... Your friends were in the correct positions that they needed to be in.
Go and, like, move them to where they need to be.
Yeah, yeah. And you all manage to, and you all touch the symbol, and it lights up the room. Filbert, give me another kick some ass roll.
So I got a total of a 10. 11 minus 1.
Okay. So as this ghost had appeared behind Laura, and you whipped around, and you shot it... and she had managed to duck out of the way, and he gets pushed back into the circle, and you hear him start to scream as he gets locked into this, as the lines on the floor start to light up in flames, and it takes a while, but he finally bursts out and is gone. And everything in the prison just feels a lot lighter. Like, there's not this, like, pressing feeling that was happening before.
Okay. And I'll close out the banishment ritual because you need to close the paragraph with the
so that he doesn't come back. Definitely.
Exactly. So close it out and then just like look around.
Could someone salt of earth, guard this home while I'm here or when I roam. Keep it safe and all within. For good of all, this bond begins by my will, with harm to none, by earth's power. This spell is done. Bit of the old razzle dazzle there.
I like it. Can someone check the door to see if it is still blocked off?
Derek walks over and just like pushes it and it opens up.
Okay.
Well, that's a relief.
Yeah, right.
After time for Chili's.
And I'll glance over at the body.
Well, that's somebody else's problem. I didn't do it.
While that is true.
I'm sorry. Yes, sorry for your loss, everybody. What a shame. What a terrible, terrible shame.
And Samantha goes, I'll take care of it.
I was going to say, that sounds like a Samantha problem.
I think you're probably best qualified.
Yeah. I'm almost
certain that's not the first time we had Samantha have to get rid of a body for us.
You didn't say that out loud, did you?
capacity as an accountant.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a body of white accounts.
We can always count on her to get rid of bodies.
Evie just goes,
he's an FBI agent.
You're all a bunch of shit. What? And Samantha's like, God damn it, Philbert.
Well, you were probably going to have this conversation anyway.
Maybe not
so.
Will everybody I've just met today, except Samantha, look over at me for a moment? You don't remember anything that happened.
They don't
tonight.
All look at you.
There has been a terrible accident resulting in the death of one of your colleagues. That you will remember no part of this from anybody other than yourselves, and being rescued by the timely arrival of your sister, Samantha Crowe, accountant.
And then I guess we'll roll for mental domination.
What
on
happens
whoever's
if you roll bad on
attention,
this?
Then they know I tried to mentally dominate them.
Yes.
Oh, you lovely, lovely person. That's 12.
Okay. So you mentally dominate Derek and Evie. Laura was not paying attention. She was over looking at something else. She walks over after a bit and hands something to Samantha. Before she's like, should we get out of here? Yeah. So which way do you guys want to go? Back through the prison, or like the cell block, or do you want to go all the way back around?
Let's take whatever is the shortest way.
Probably through the cell block. So, as you guys are walking, you hear voices. And you hear, like, cheering and clapping. Because now the surgeon is gone. And you guys head back upstairs and gather whatever equipment. Samantha is outside making calls.
But while we're walking, I wanted to see if I could see what Laura handed Samantha.
You would have to ask her to see it, because she kind of slipped it into her pocket.
Okay. So yeah, I want to, like, nudge her with a shoulder and be like, what'd she find?
She's found my father's badge. It's the line of work we're in, isn't it?
What?
He did this before I did, so...
What, accountant? Just grin at Samantha.
Accounting.
But he was... He was an investigator in this sort of stuff like you are?
Yeah, Shadow says that I'm part of the FBI. I'm a part of a very specific part of the FBI. And my father was training me to take that mantle up whenever I became of age. Happened a lot quicker than it was meant to be, and Evie was not supposed to find out.
You're going to have some awkward conversations coming up, I think.
Well, I don't think I'm going to have that many awkward conversations as she looks to to Silas?
Yeah.
No problem. Anytime you need a family member mentally dominated, you know where to find me, Samantha.
Can you give us some warning next time?
Well, I'm sorry. I just thought for the sake of expediency, I would try and get them all at once.
Chill is his closing real soon.
And you didn't...
Shotgun!
And you didn't catch Laura. So at least one person's still going to remember.
Silas is running for the forester. He called shotgun, and he's just running now.
Laceth actually just goes up closer to Filbert, since Silas is occupied. You should ask Laura to join us.
No, you shouldn't!
And I'm just cheerfully jangling the keys in my pocket, because, I mean, unless he turns into mist and finds a way in, he's not getting into the car without me there.
He just busts the window out of the passenger seat
then
to get in?
To buy me a new window.
Yeah, we're all going to Chili's. It's kind of our thing. If you want, maybe you and everybody else, or just you, could come and hang out and eat some Chili's with us. They don't actually sell Chili's there, funnily enough, but...
Are you asking me out?
Yeah, it's like a group thing. Yeah, we're just all going to Chili's.
Say yes.
Okay.
They've got these Southwestern egg rolls that are to die for.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love those. Yeah, I would love to come.
How was that?
That was great.
How was that?
Super smooth.
Was it good? Yeah, alright. Well, Misty drove, and our car, maybe?
Shadow, perhaps we could ride with Agent Crow.
No, wait, hold on.
And then, no. Good call, Filbert. Samantha, perhaps you could drive Filbert and Laura to Chili's.
Yeah, I can do that. I can make my phone calls on the way there.
Shadow, let us sit in the back seat. I don't like the back seat.
Yeah, well, that's where I always have to sit, so sure.
I'm sorry. Would you like to sit on the other side today? Make it a change? I'll sit in your spot.
I mean, as long as Filbert's not climbing over my lap.
He won't be. He'll be in Samantha's car.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right.
If Lisa sat behind Silas, Silas puts the chair all the way back.
Of course he does.
My oldest friend, and you stab me in the back.
I'm going to just reach over and pat the top of your head over the seat rest. It's okay. The boy deserves some happiness. Let him have a win.
But I...
You'll outlive her, don't worry.
Whoa!
I mean, you may also outlive Filbert, but...
That's not the point.
I know, darling. You'll be okay.
Why can't he see? Why can't he see?
Because you haven't told him the truth about yourself, which complicates life.
Yes.
You can't keep lying to him. He's a grown man. You gotta tell him the truth.
Do we, though? Does he need to know everything?
I don't think that's a very good idea.
I think he's already sniffing around the edges of the truth. If we're talking about the truth that I think we're talking about, he's starting to ask some questions.
Think of
because
all, yeah.
He's been seeing enough.
Looks a little uncomfortable trying to figure out which truth Misty's talking about.
The vampire thing.
Oh, yes. All right. Yes.
All right. Yes. Wait, what are you thinking about?
There's a couple Chili's truths involving
delicious.
You. Let's, yes.
Don't try and lie to me, Laceth. You're terrible at it.
I am not lying. Chili's is quite delicious. I've grown accustomed
to it. It's called evasion, Granddad, not lying.
All right, obfuscation, dissembling. I'm well versed in the art of being a bloody forked-tongued devil, and don't try it on, Laceth. It doesn't suit you. Never mind.
Seems to work fine.
So the phantom chasers grab up their equipment and they pack their van. And you all go to Chili's.
I can't imagine the Phantom Chasers are very hungry after the terrible accident that took their friend.
They don't quite remember it because of Silas. Like, they remember there was an accident.
Yeah.
They just don't order ribs.
Yes.
Just a salad.
But Samantha makes her calls. She gets a little bit reprimanded on the drive. And you all head over to Chili's. It's not in the same town that this prison is in, because like I said, it was a tiny town, but you find one. And anybody want to do anything? Say anything?
Silas just wants to obviously not eat anything. Be extremely hungry, as having only just overcome his desire to drink blood in the prison. Just sit around and watch you all eat and have a good time while the object of his affections flirts with a with a brazen hussy.
Poor Silas is just having a day.
Sorry. I love it. Philbert, you get Laura's number.
Unchain my heart. Say you love me again. Philbert!
Silas, perhaps you'd like to play 20 questions with me.
Why doesn't Philbert love me?
Well, that's not quite what I was thinking of, but...
How can I make Philbert love me?
You cannot.
How can I stop being a terrible vampire?
You're not terrible. You're quite good, actually.
I'm pretty good at being a vampire, actually. Yes, you're right. Oh, well, I suppose I'll just have to bite the neck of some undesirables. Enjoy a meal. And then, flounces out the front door and turns into a bat in the parking lot.
I really hope a security camera caught that, just for my own amusement.
Well, I guess we'll see him back at home.
Yeah, he's going to go sulk for a while.
Yeah.
No one can sulk quite like a jilted vampire.
Oh, well. That's not much you can do about that, unfortunately.
No, I'm sure he'll be back to his usual self next time.
When Laura's not around.
I mean, Laura might just turn into another reoccurring NPC.
She might be hanging out in the bunker when they get away.
Don't worry about that. She won't.
Whoa! I think he just threatened her.
I think he just threatened me.
Yes, but you're too far away to bite.
Thank God!
I never said I'd bite her. Just, accidents happen every day. It's a terrible, dangerous world.
Monsters everywhere.
All kinds of animal attacks and faulty brakes in your car.
Oh my goodness!
Perhaps you inhaled some kind of mist and then it materialized into a human form inside your body. You just exploded everywhere. Imagine that. What a freak occurrence.
Silas! I will not let you do that to him.
I'm a bat and I'm far away. Goodbye.
Oh my God. Oh, okay. That was the mystery.
And we may have another one to solve the mystery of the tri-state murders.
No, just one.
Get your hands off of my man, motherfucker.
I don't think fucking a mother is the problem here.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Promoting anything, anybody? Everybody?
Yeah.
Got the things going on? Adam, you did get that Laura gave you her number, right?
Yes.
Okay. Put that in your inventory.
We don't have inventories on these character sheets.
No, that's what the notebook is for.
Put that in your cell phone? Yeah. Wow, DB, no.
I just shudder to think what Silas is going to try and do to make Philbert jealous now.
That's going to be Are we gonna do the post mystery wrap up and
with
experience and stuff?
Well, this is this is my partner Azazel.
So I need to pull that up real quick because I have to ask you guys questions.
Also, I've leveled up.
Good.
I think we all will have done after this. I'm
Which
only
means
one
I need
experience
to decide
point
what I'm
away.
Doing.
Anyway, ask me the questions, Gatekeeper. I'm not afraid.
Gatekeeper?
Bridgekeeper.
Bridgekeeper?
Keep something.
Hold on, I gotta find my book.
It's your name.
What is your quest?
It's your favorite chest.
I've got some pulled up also dragon bait, if you want me to read them off.
Yeah, you can do that.
Did we conclude the current mystery?
Yes.
Yes.
Did we save someone from certain death or war?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I know we didn't save
quite,
one
not
person.
Quite as many
not
as
everyone,
we could have
but
done,
at least
perhaps.
One.
Not everyone, but we did save two.
Yep.
Two out of three.
Three, actually. Three, four, counting
four
Samantha.
Did we learn something new and important about the world?
That we can do big magic to make ghosts go bye-bye.
But not very good.
Silas is an extremely catty and jealous person.
Oh, this one I think is going to be... Did we learn something new and important about one of the hunters?
Yeah.
Silas is a petty bitch.
He's a salty motherfucker.
If you get one or two yes answers, mark one experience. If you get three or four, mark two experience.
I level up.
Yay!
I'm halfway to leveling again.
Me too.
Oh, cool. So, did you level up, Adam?
Not yet. So, okay. I had just leveled up in October.
Okay.
So, I now have...
when you say it like that, it sounds ridiculous.
I know, but that was only, two,
yeah,
two
sure.
sessions ago.
Yeah, sorry.
But, so, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. We'll figure out what you guys want to do with your level ups off... stream. Thank you everybody for joining us. I guess, promote your stuff, guys.
Who's going first? I might as well. I'm talking right now. Hi everybody, I'm Jirundu. You can find me on Twitter at Jirundu, that's G-I-R-U-N-D-U-U. You can find me here at Silas Lancaster on Roll for Weird whenever we record. We'll let you know on the Discord or on Twitter. You can find me as Dambalai Pendergrass, every alternate Wednesday in your podcast feed on Shitty Cowboys, also recording every alternate Saturday live. You can find me on the opposite Wednesdays to Shitty Cowboys as Jirundu. Hello, I'm Jirundu. On Dice Talk, and you can find me live every Monday night with my broadcast partner Razor McGirth, live as Flex Grizzle on Modrus Bloodsport Association.
May throw it to someone, Jirundu.
And now we'll throw it to Tiana, because she has probably the longest list.
Oh, God. Hi, I'm Tiana. On Twitter, I am Vanna1895. I am most commonly found over at Quests in Chaos, which is twitch.tv/Quests in Chaos, where I play Isolt, who is a paladin, on Mondays for Dragon Device Fire Peak. This week, we're not playing... Chaos Agents because one of our members is driving cross country and we're not quite sure where he will be when we're playing. So we'll be doing a board game instead. But usually I'm on Droste, a cleric on Tuesdays. That story is wrapping up rapidly. We should be done in the next couple of episodes or so. And then on Saturdays, I play Susanna Deshin in our Down Darker Trails Call of Cthulhu game, which we just started and I'm very excited about. Also, I am a cast member and editor for The Redacted Reports, a Delta Green podcast that's all about, well, basically what Samantha does, actually, being an FBI agent who fights the weird. And it's amusing to me for reasons that I will not disclose. but yes, there I play Agent Rowan, and it's an actual play podcast with music and sound effects added in, and I have a lot of fun working with it. Episode 6 just dropped on Wednesday, and it's been going well. I've been really enjoying it. And then, of course, I'm here as Misty on Roll for Weird. I sometimes show up in the Modress Bloodsport Arena because it's fun. I enjoy it. And, yeah, that's all the things that I do at the moment, I think. And I will toss it over to Jeremy.
All right. I'm Jeremy, and you can find me on Twitter at TabletopJeremy. Also, I am the other co-host of Dice Talk, along with Jerundu. And basically what we do is we interview a lot of cool people that have, you know, they're authors or DMs or they do something with tabletop games. And then we talk about a topic. So check that podcast out. There's also a new podcast that'll be coming out in like 15 days or something. Definitely 20 days at the latest. That'll be Eclipse, which is a D&D sci-fi fantasy adventure in space. And it's roughly based on lore for Spelljammer, but it takes place in the far future after Spelljammer. And it's going to be a lot of fun, so check that out. And then you can find me here, obviously, on Roll for Weird. And then just, you know, I hop into the Modress Bloodsports Arena like every other time, it seems like. So I'm in that a lot as well. And then I'm also, on Tuesdays, you can find me in a game called Forged Ambition. And that is on the Hollow Invective Twitch channel. But other than that, you know, when you hop on Twitter, you can go to the at Dice Talk Show, or you can look up at Dice Talk Show on Instagram, and I'm pretty active there as well. And Danny, your turn.
Hi, I'm Danny. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram as Danielle Lenoir. And you can find me here on Roll for Weird as Lysa. And you can also find me every other Tuesday on That's Pretty Crafty. It is a crafting stream with DB, and we make things and talk about geeky things. Well, okay, sometimes. We try to talk. We have topics planned. In fact, for this coming Tuesday, we have an episode where we are going to be talking about Ready Player One. You're looking at me like you've forgotten what we're doing. Because you have. All right.
Fuck.
That's okay. We have all weekend to listen to the audiobook. It'll be fine. And we're talking Ready Player One, and we're making t-shirts decorated with puffy paint for an 80s throwback kind of craft. It'll be fine. It'll be great. Adam.
Yes, I am Adam DeWeese, and I've now up to 10 shows, so really just check out majesticgoose.com. We're revamping that website. Follow us on all of our social media for all of our shows, and especially the at Goose Majestic on Twitter. And just a couple highlights. We've got, obviously Jeremy mentioned the new Eclipse podcast that's coming out next month. And then, I'll be a member on that as a mind flayer, which is going to be really fun. And then also we've got a new show that's probably going to be coming the first Friday of March called Doom Clock, which I guess is a little bit off. And that's going to be a Shiver RPG horror time travel, podcast and Twitch stream like this one is. And then, Lore and Pores, another show that I'm very excited about that will be coming out February 1st. It will be alternating Mondays. We've got 3 episodes up right now for our $1 and up patrons, for the Majestic Goose Network. So that's, patreon.com/Majestic Goose. Sign up for as low as $1 and you'll get 3 episodes right now. You'll get Jerundu's episode, before the month is over, also on that Patreon feed. And then the episode's only going to be coming out once every other week. So before you get to Jerundu's, if you're not a patron, it's going to take like 2 months. So I highly suggest go check that out. That show, again, it's called Lore and Pore, and it's like drunk history meets Dungeons and Dragons lore. And I am having an absolute blast with it. I really, really cannot wait for that one to come out. And DB.
Okay. I may have Tiana beat when it comes to shows now. So
wow.
I know, it's crazy. So you can actually find me mostly over at the Nerd Asylum. That's twitch.tv/the_nerd_asylum on Twitch. I am in Barovia Beckons every Thursday as the Sorcerer Paladin Tiefling, Shiloh. We just started season 3 of that show. I am in every other Wednesday. We'll be in The Hidden. It's a post-apocalyptic zombie story based in Faerun. I will also be in Nerd Asylum by Night, which is going to be a Vampire the Masquerade every other Monday starting the 25th. What else? We have some podcasts coming out on there. Check out the website for all of that information. I also am in 20 Sided Adventures. It's also a space D&D podcast, but we are not running Spellslinger one or whatever it was called. Spelljammer. Sorry. Yeah. I'm also in this as the Keeper. Hello. And I'm also a part of That's Pretty Crafty, where I craft things and then usually go into another game. But yeah, so check out the Nerd Asylum. Great people over there. Is that everything, everybody? All right, so everybody have a good night. Oh, we're going to try and do this a little more on schedule. We're hoping for every third Friday of the month. Hopefully.
Yeah, we're going to aim to get this on an actual slotted date where it's right now it's kind of like, hey, what are you guys doing this Friday? Hey, let's play some Monster of the Week. So we'll try to get that a little bit more scheduled. And Doom Clock will be at every first Friday of the month. So then it sounds like we might be having alternating Fridays on the network, which would be kind of cool.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Yeah. So thank you all. Thank you all for watching. We will talk to you all. I don't know when our next stream is. I guess Monday. NBA.
NBA live Motorsports Bud Arena with myself, Flex Grizzle, and my partner, Razor McGirth.
A Majestic Goose Podcast. Honk.